Title: Build an Amen Style Transition Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. All right, let's build one of the most DNB-friendly transitions you can make. An Amen Style riser that feels like it's accelerating into the next section, but without your master getting crushed or your limiter doing cardio. The whole idea is this. We're going to make intensity with rhythm, density, pitch movement, filtering, and controlled space. Not by just turning it up. First, quick session setup so we don't sabotage ourselves. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic rolling zone, 172 to 175 BPM. Now look at your master. While you build this riser, I want your master peaking around minus 8 to minus 60 BFS. That's not quiet, that's I'm leaving room so the drop actually hits. Now create a group track and name it Amen Riser Bus. Anything transition related goes inside this group, and immediately, pull the group fader down to about minus 6 dB. Think of that as your headroom tax. You pay it now, so you don't pay for it later with ugly limiting. Coach note that matters in Live 12, switch your meters to show pre-FX, at least while setting levels. Do it on the Amen track and on the Amen riser bus, because if your input is already spiking before effects, no compressor or limiter is going to fix that in a clean way. You fix it at the source. Next, let's get the Amen ready. Drag an Amen break onto an audio track inside Amen riser bus. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16 for that classic tight jungle articulation. If you want it chunkier, go 1/8, but 1/16 is usually the sweet spot for risers. For transients, try forward first. Now the key move. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in slicing preset or transient slicing. Ableton will create a drum rack where each slice of the Amen is mapped to a pad. This is what makes it Amen style instead of a loop with a filter. We're about to play the break like an instrument. Now we're going to build the riser pattern. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on that sliced drum rack track. We'll start with 1 bar, and if you want a bigger build you can duplicate it to 2 bars later. Program it so it escalates across the bar. Early on, keep it sparse, a couple of anchor hits so the listener recognizes the break's identity. Then in the final half bar, increase density to 1/16 chops. And right at the end, the last 8th note, go rapid fire with stutters. A super practical way to keep it musical. Play snare-ish slices on beats 2 and 4 early in the bar so it feels grounded. Then add ghost notes between them. And if it starts sounding like random chaos, simplify. Mute the kick heavy, low-end slices and favor mid and high slices for clarity. In a riser, low-end often just eats headroom without reading as more exciting. Also, keep your velocities moderate, like 70 to 100. We're not trying to win with peaks. We're going to automate energy, not brute force it. Now let's make it rise with pitch, without wrecking peaks. On the drum rack track, add the pitch MIDI effect before the drum rack. This transposes everything consistently. Automate the pitch from 0 semitones at the start to somewhere between plus 7 and plus 12 semitones at the end. Plus 7 is controlled and classic. Plus 12 is full send, more ravey, more frantic. Now here's the headroom trick. After the drum rack, place a utility and trim gain down, usually minus 2 to minus 6 dB. You're giving yourself a stable trim point after the pitch move, because pitching up can create nasty peaks or rises, especially when the transient shape changes and your ear pulls focus to the upper mids. And another coach habit, if one particular slice is randomly popping, don't fight it with the track fader. Fix it at the source. Open that slices simpler inside the drum rack and turn down that pad's volume, or reduce just those MIDI note velocities. Clip gain discipline beats limiter regret. Next up, filtering to create that opening up effect. After utility, add auto filter. Set it to clean. Use a 24 dB slope. Put it in high pass mode. Now automate the frequency. Start around 200 to 400 Hz and move it down toward 30 to 60 Hz by the end, or even fully open if you want full spectrum right before impact. But in DNB, here's the Riedel tactic. Keep that high pass fairly high until the last moments. Let the drop be the first moment the sub truly arrives. That contrast is what makes the downbeat feel huge, even if the meters barely change. Now we'll add space, without reverb blow-ups. Do not slap a giant reverb directly on the riser track. That's how you turn your transition into a washing machine that eats headroom. Instead, create a return track called Riser Verb. On the return, add hybrid reverb. Choose hall or plate. Set decay somewhere like 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient stays punchy. Low cut inside the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz, and high cut around 8 to 12 kHz, because it's a return, set mix to 100% wet. After the reverb, at EQ 8, high pass again around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's getting sharp, dip a bit in the 2 to 4 kHz area. Then add a compressor or glue compressor after the EQ. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 100 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We are controlling the wet signal, so it doesn't inflate your RMS and smash your master. Now go back to your Amen riser track and automate the send to riser verb. Start basically off, like minus infinity up to maybe minus 20 dB, then rise toward minus 12 to minus 6 dB near the end. And crucial, cut the send back right before the drop. That suck-in moment is pure drum and bass. Bass disappears, then the drop lands clean. If the reverb still feels smeary, here's a pro fix. Put a gate before hybrid reverb on the return. You're not shortening the tail, you're controlling how much pre-transient wash feeds the reverb. Short release, sensible threshold, and suddenly the hits stay readable while the tail still feels big. Now we'll add a parallel air layer for hype without volume. Duplicate the sliced Amen track inside the group and name it Amen Air. On Amen Air, add EQ 8. High pass aggressively, somewhere like 800 to 1500 Hz. Optional. A gentle high shelf boost. Plus 2 to 4 dB above 7 to 10 kHz if you want more spray. Add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive about 2 to 6 dB and enable soft clip. Optionally, add auto filter as a band pass, roughly focusing 2 to 8 kHz. You can automate resonance slightly up near the end for that extra panic energy. Now level it properly. Keep this air layer 10 to 18 dB quieter than the main riser. It should change the texture and urgency, not your peak level. A great discipline rule, when you mute Amen Air, the bus peak should change by less than 1 dB. If it jumps more than that, it's not an air layer anymore, it's just louder. Quick stereo tip, you can widen only the Amen Air track with utility, like 120 to 160% width, then use a EQ8 in M/S mode and tame harshness only on the side around 3 to 6 kHz. That keeps the center solid and mono safe, while the edges sparkle. Now let's put the seatbelt on the Amen riser bus. On the group itself, add EQ 8 first. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If you hear mud building, a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz can clean it up. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. This is glue, not destruction. Then add limiter at the end as protection, not loudness. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB. You want 0 to 2 dB of gain reduction only at the absolute peak. If you see 4 to 6 dB, something upstream is too hot. Trim with utility, reduce saturation drive, lower the send, or fix a loud slice. Now arrangement moves that make it feel like real jungle DNA. Option 1 is the classic. 1 bar riser into drop. You build density, pitch rises, last eighth note stutters, reverb send dips, then hard cut to the drop. Option 2 is my favorite. 2 bar tension builder. First bar is filtered high and a bit sparse, second bar commits with faster chops, faster pitch acceleration, filter opening. In the final quarter note, you can mute the dry track and leave just the verb tail, then slam the drop. That negative space is impact. Option 3 is a fake out, build as normal, then do a reverse reverb swell into a halftime tease for 1 bar, then switch to full roll. That's crowd control. Let's add a couple advanced feel expensive touches. Automation curves matter more than the endpoints. For pitch and filter, draw it slow early, fast late. That reads as rising tension, without needing extra level. Add micro pitch panic in the last eighth note, instead of one smooth rise, jitter the pitch by plus or minus 10 to 25 cents rapidly, or step it by a semitone for a few 1/16 notes. It sounds urgent without getting louder. And if you want the drop to feel louder without touching meters, do a pre-drop notch on the riser bus. If your drop bass lands at, say, 55 Hz or 110 Hz, automate a small notch at that frequency for the last eighth note of the riser. You're literally making a parking spot for the bass. One more sneaky impact trick. In the last eighth note before the drop, automate utility width on the riser bus briefly down to 0%. A mono anchor. Then when the drop hits wide again, it feels massive, and you also prevent side energy from eating limiter headroom right at the transition. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If the riser is getting louder instead of more intense, you're probably riding the fader. Instead, automate density, pitch, filter, and send levels. If reverb is making everything clip, Don't shorten the whole track or smash the master. Use the return, high pass the wet, compress the wet, and automate the send down before the drop. If the limiter on the master is doing heavy lifting, that's a mixed decision problem. Pull down the riser bus, trim after pitch with utility, and keep the air layer disciplined. And if chops feel messy, anchor with snares, reduce slice variety, and tighten quantization in the last half bar only. Controlled chaos reads as skill. Random chaos reads as an accident. Mini practice assignment to lock this in. Make 3 1-bar versions of the same Amen riser. Version 1. Clean jungle. Minimal saturation, pitch to +7 semitones, tight chops. Version 2. Rave hype. More reverb send, faster stutters, pitch to +12. Version 3. Dark roll. Less reverb, more mid saturation, focus energy around 1 to 6 kHz. Rules: while building, your master should never peak above -6 dB FS, and the limiter on Amen riser bus should never do more than 2 dB reduction. Bounce all three and label them. You're not just making one transition, you're building a reusable riser library that sounds hype, controlled, and mix ready. And that's the goal: Amen energy, rising tension, clean headroom, and a drop that hits like it has more loudness, even though you didn't steal it from the limiter.